Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase.
And I'm Jake Sherman from Philadelphia, where Republicans are gathered for their annual legislative retreat. They will get a visit today from President Donald Trump, who lands here on his first trip on Air Force One as president this morning. He will speak to congressional Republicans around noon. Vice President Mike Pence is set to speak at 2 p.m., and UK Prime Minister Theresa May will address the group later this afternoon.
A must-read this morning comes from our colleagues Isaac Arnsdorf, Josh Dossie, and Sungmin Kim on Trump's executive orders and how his team took little effort to consult with federal agency lawyers or lawmakers when churning out executive actions this week. The issue? The orders may be unworkable, unenforceable, or even illegal, the trio report.
Wait, Donald Trump didn't check with lawyers and party operatives before making policy? We have five things that Republicans are hoping to find out from President Trump today. First, does the president have their back as they embark on an aggressive legislative agenda? Two, is Trump on board with overhauling entitlements and debt? Three, what does Trump really believe on taxes? Four, what is he looking for in a Supreme Court justice? And five, is he going to look out for himself, or will he help congressional Republicans who go out on a limb for him?
Jake, no small list of things there. Hard to see Republicans getting answers to all of those questions. On the job front, Matthew McNally has been named Director of Federal Affairs for New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, while Rebecca Kagan Sternhill will be Deputy Director and General Counsel for the office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.